You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to another William Hill Irish Racing preview. We're looking ahead to the action on Sunday from the Curragh as the first flat meeting of the year is with us. It seems amazing to think just a couple of days after the Cheltenham that we're looking forward to the flat season. Sam Norris here on the preview with you, and joining me as ever on the line is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, quite bright and breezy considering I've spent a week down in Cheltenham. Probably the nights in the nightclubs and in the bars at late at night have long gone, so it means that my recuperation levels are a little bit better than what they were. But yeah, walking to and from the racetrack and doing plenty of talks. I think my voice is probably the worst part of my body, my throats. But other than that, it's not too bad.
Good stuff. Good week down at Prestbury Park, Andy.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, quite a few winners each day, and a few near misses and hard luck stories. But I'm sure it's the same with everyone. And running through the tales of woe at the week, you've got to think that Colin Chizard's probably the most emotionally racked trainer out there at the moment. You know, he's gone from the highs and lows of seeing Thistlecrack win and then cue card it in the floor, two winners at Uttoxeter yesterday, and then he had another fall at the last one. He got the Midlands National in safekeeping. So yeah, just goes to show you never know what's around the corner in this game.
Yeah, certainly. So highs and lows. And as I said at the top of the piece, Andy, it felt like January and February would never end. But now Cheltenham's been and gone, and we're looking ahead to the flat action. It comes thick and fast now.
Yeah, this week, I think, or this meeting here, I think it's a week earlier than normal. If my memory serves me correct, the Irish Lincoln Day here at the Curragh, the traditional curtain raiser, was on the day after the actual English version at Donegg. Mm. So yeah, it's a week earlier, but a lot of the same old faces are turning up. I must admit that we got the likes of Weldon, O'Brien, and Jim Bulger. They always like to hit the ground running. Tommy Stack as well, he does well here. So that, along with the Irish Lincolnshire being a maximum field and a very, very difficult handicap to get your head around, along with a few others, yeah, it makes I think life quite tricky for punters today.
Yeah, certainly does. Hopefully we can point the listeners in the direction of a winner or two. Let's dive into the action, though, on Irish Lincoln Day. As Andy says there, we start with the 2.10 at the Curragh, which is the opening race of the day. A 5-furlong maiden for us to enjoy here, where Intensely Focused is the 9-4 favourite for Jim Bolger. Tilly Trotter is 11-4. Tower Leaf is 4-1. 6-1 for Terrific Feeling. Callender is an 8th chance, and it's 16s bar those. Talk us through the opener, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a race, really, that you unless you've got the inside track here, you are very much in the dark. The only thing you can do, really, to whittle down the field and give yourself a better chance, perhaps, is to have a look at the career record of trainers in this race and who do particularly well. Obviously, Michael O'Callaghan won this race last year with State of Emergency. He's got a potentially nice colt in this race called Terrific Feeling. Interestingly, that O'Callaghan's booked Kieran Fallon as well to do duty on this colt by Sir Prancelot. He's been never that in the market as well. Definitely one to keep an eye on. Obviously, Dermot Wells is going to be very popular here today. Tilly Trotter, a filly by Kodiak, one of three fillies in the race, is heading the betting. But traditionally, you'll know here at the Curragh, it's very, very difficult to win from stall number one on the stand side rail here at the Curragh on soft ground at this time of the year. So she's going to have to be an exceptionally good filly to win. And at 5-2, I don't care how good she is, that can't possibly value at that price. You've got, obviously, Jim Bulger's Intensely Focused as well. Jim's got an unbelievable record in this race. That horse could have also done with a good draw, but if, you can break alert and get across, there's half a chance that, he's going to be quite competitive. And then there's a bit of money for the Paddy Prendergast horse, Callender. Paddy does quite well in these kind of events. And also, Andrew Slattery's got a nice horse, by the looks of it, caught by a commotion call, Comideras, who's been nibbled at the market. Now, Comideras has got a very good draw. It's drawn 12 of the 13 runners, so he's going to have an advantage of potentially racing up against the stand side. Good friends of mine own Cozy Club. They're expecting a nice run from that, but he's definitely a 6-furlong horse rather than 5-furlong horse. So all in all, a very, very interesting Open. Definitely set the videos and keep your eye on what runs well down the field. But I suppose at the prices, I'll probably go with Common Heroes, around about a 16-1 with that draw.
Okay, Andy's thoughts then in the opening maiden at 2:10. We go on to race number two now. This is the 2:40. Another maiden here. 6 furlongs the trip this time, and the more factor heads affairs here at 5-2. Paddy Power is 3-1. 130 for Stenographer. Safouf is 4-1. It's double figure quotes or bigger for the remainder. A little bit more form to go out here, Andy.
Yes. Interesting that the more factor is now in the care of Dermot Weld. Of course, this horse ran an absolute stormer first time out. For previous connections, when finishing second, incidentally, to one of Dermot Wells at Galway, a horse called True Solitaire, who's very highly regarded. The third horse has won the Unicorn, and that time for that race is certainly decent enough to suggest he's easily capable of winning a maiden. The only problem is with the Moore factor, and rather strangely, actually, for Johnny Ward in the Racing Post, who's a really shrewd judge, I really respect Johnny, he's actually fancying the Moore factor. But he does go on to say in his verdict, he said he's got the perfect draw. Well, to my eyes, the perfect draw is at the Stanside Rail in stall 18. Stall 1 is the worst possible draw. I'm not saying it can't win, but it does make life tough for this horse. And again, at 5-2, you've got to be crazy if you think that's a 5-2 shot. I don't think the draw has been factored into his price. So I'm definitely going to have to go against the more factor, despite I think he's probably one of the best horses in the race. And, of course, he's been gelded. I do think Paddy Power has got a good chance here, and he's going to be my choice. Richard Farrey, interestingly, has got a very strong team here today at the Curragh. So he obviously fancies his chances. He thinks he's got his team forward enough to send a boatload over here. And this horse, albeit has not won a race, has run some really good races in defeat, most notably when splitting Plagiarism and Wallowitz at Newcastle. And Wallowitz, of course, David Barron's charge has gone on to win on the all-weather a couple of times recently. Another good time figure behind Points of Wood at Thirsk. And he's double figure drawn as well. He looks as though he should stay the 6 furlongs, no problem. And usually Richard Fahey horses has got his horses forward enough to have a bit of confidence in them. So he's a much better proposition at 3-1 with a better draw. So Paddy Power is the choice in the 2:40.
Paddy Power, then Richard Fahey and Tony Hamilton teaming up in the 2:40. Let's go to the 3:15 now. A handicap here over 6 furlongs where Patrick is the 9-2 favourite this morning, just ahead of Laganor at 5-1. Bubbly Bellini is 11-2. Club Wexford 7-1. 8-1 about Penny Pepper. Katy Mavic is 9-1. It's 10-1 or bigger for the remainder. What are you liking this one, Andy?
Yeah, I'm just going to play with a straight bat here. Often when you get horses that have run well in these kind of events before and they turn up the year after, and then logically you'd suggest, well, if they've gone well fresh the previous year, then they're likely to do so again. So putting 2-2 together, I'm going to go with the first and second home from last year. Bubbly Bellini, of course, took this race off a pound higher mark, and also the one that chased him home, Master Speaker. And now both of these two horses are well drawn. That's the first thing to say. Bubbly Bellini's got stall 13 of 14, which is really good for AJ McGuinness's 9-year-old. And we can say about Bubbly Bellini as well, he's fit after a couple of runs on the all-weather. Now, he did exactly the same thing last year when he finished down the field in two 6 furlong handicaps at Dundalk before arriving here. And it's almost, he's trodden the same path. So he's got the fitness advantage, he's got the cut in the ground he wants, and we know he loves the Curragh. Master Speaker, well, he needs no introduction in these 6 furlong handicaps. He virtually knows all these horses in this race on first-name terms. And even though he struggles to get his head in front more often than not, he's very, very reliable from an each-way perspective. So I suggest that we pack both of these two horses each way. You can get around about 8-1 for Bubbly Bellini and around 10 for Master Speaker. It's hard to see at least not one of these horses running into the frame. Do keep an eye on Laganmore, who's putting a very short price favourite, but he's drawn in stall 1. It'll take a Herculean effort from that filly to win from stall 1, but she's very progressive, and I think Tony Martin is going to get plenty of good handicaps out of her. Obviously, Patrick has got to be considered as well from the Fahey camp, well drawn and is fit off the all-weather, but I'm going to stick to my guns and go with those two horses who dominated this race last year.
Two against the field then for Andy in the shape of Bubbly Bellini and Master Speaker in that 3:15 race. We move on to the 3:50. This one is a Group 3 over a mile, and the betting is headed by Devonshire. 3-1 favourites this morning. Joualier is the 7-2 second favourite. 5-1 about Fluff. Glamorous Approach 7-1. 8-1 for Queen Katrine. 9-1 Military Angel. And bigger prices for the remainder. This Godolphin filly then, well supported at the top of the market. And he was a winner in listed company at Listowel last season. Then was probably outclassed in a Group 1 over at Woodbine. Is this more her level?
Yeah, it looks that way. She's a very consistent filly, this Devonshire, and she would get my choice. She ran well on numerous occasions here at the Curragh last year, of course, noticeably when third behind Peacecock in the Irish 1000 Guineas. And she did chase Stormfly on her first run last year at Leopardstown. That was over in an adequate seven, but at least we know she goes really well fresh. And that win at Listowel was a very fast time as well when she won on the soft ground. She probably wants, ideally, she could do with 1 mile 1. That seems to be her best trip. She didn't quite get a mile and a quarter, and perhaps sometimes seven and a mile is a little bit on the sharp side for her, but she shouldn't be finding today's stiff mile any problems to her. Joliet and Fluff, obviously, they represent powerful stables. They were both very smart first time out. Joliet won by a wide margin first time up at the Curragh, and then obviously, Gower, and they went to the Curragh for the Irish 1000 and didn't quite run up to scratch, but she's going to be an interesting four-year-old. And also Fluff as well, just had the one run last year back in April when she was hugely impressive, winning by nearly five lengths in a good time. I was waiting for her to run throughout the rest of the season, but obviously injury prevented her from lining up. And if it wasn't for Aidan O'Brien's usual slow start to the season, you'd probably get really excited about her. This is quite a decent little fillies contest here. Some good names that are likely to be plying their trade in these kind of events throughout the season. But Devonshire, she's the tried and trusted one, the one that's been there and got the T-shirt. And because we know that she goes really well fresh, she's probably just about the percentage call.
Devonshire then, Frandy, for William McCreary and William Buick. We go to the 425 now, which is race number 5 on the card at the Curragh today. A 7 furlong handicap for us to look at here. And the betting this morning is headed by Autard at 130. It's 11-2 about Theodorico. Alaskan Sun is 7-1. 8-1 for Newsman. Verbosity is 9-1. And it's bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you fancy in the 425, Ander?
Yeah, some cracking horses on show. I think this race is going to throw up a multitude of winners down the line. I really like Autard. I think he's a lovely son of Cape Cross. He ran as though he needed the run first time out over this course and distance beyond the very useful Black Sea and, of course, Red Ranner. And then he went to Leopardstown and got the job done, as the market suggested, quickening up on demand, going inside the distance to pull clear of Bravery, who runs, incidentally, in the final maiden. The time figure was really good, and it compared quite nicely with Theodorica, who won the nursery handicap on the same card. In fact, there was hardly anything between them, overall time and sectional times. But because Theodorica is receiving £9 off Autard, if you think that they're roughly the same horse on their Leopardstown sort of time figure, then I do think Jim Bolger's colt is definitely worth considering here, particularly as he's drawn stall one. Now, the stalls switch over to the far side and they come around the bend on the round track here at the course. So the lower the draw you draw, the better you are, not like on the straight track where the lower draw, the worse you are. So there's a massive advantage here for Theodorica to get the smooth run up the inside. We know he's a consistent horse. We know he goes really well at the Curragh. Two runs prior to that beyond. Heated a Bomb, of course. He was a Breeders' Cup winner. And Idaho here towards the back end of the season suggested he doesn't mind this track. And he's never been out the frame in five starts. So 6-1, he looks a good each-way bet. Another one to consider is Newsman. That maiden he won down in Gowran towards the back end of the season has worked out incredibly well. The likes of Black Sea, of course, went on to win a maiden subsequently. Aspen Mountain, he's won since. They were all well beaten by Johnny Murta's Charge, and Johnny's doing really well at the moment. He's all weather runners at Dundalk suggest that he's right on the money at the moment, and it looks as though he could be ready to hit the ground running for this turf season. So my two against the field here would be Theodorica and Newsman.
Theodorico and Newsman then for Andy in the 4.25. We move on to the 4.55 then. The feature of the day, this is the Irish Lincoln over a mile. And the betting this morning is headed by Ashraf at 9-2. 8-1 for Callan Moore. One Night I Dreamed is 10-1. 10-1 about Ozzy Valentine. Sruthan is 12-1 with Withensey. Gabriel's Kaka 12-1. 14-1 for Spring Offensive. And bigger prices for the rest. Always a competitive race, Andy. Although we've got a bit of a short price favourite given the nature of the race in the shape of Ashraf.
Yeah, an odd one to assess in many respects. I have got a little bit of a guide to suggest how good he is, or he was last year, but how much he's improved, of course, is the difficulty from 3-4. He could have easily improved quite significantly. But he did run here on this card last year, and I think this is the key factor. Well, I do think he's poor value around about the 4-1 mark, because his time figure he achieved that day was way, way below the one, obviously, accomplished by the Irish Lincoln winner himself, One Night I Dream. For instance, I've got an 84 for One Night in Dream. I've got a 66 for the Curragh, and that basically equates to around about a 4 or 5 second difference time-wise. And considering Ashraf got beat next time out and has got a mark of 97, I'm not really sure what he's achieved to get a mark of 97. So I do think he's up against it here, Ashraf. Certainly on the figures, like I say, I've got in front of me, he's got it all to do. I do rate Kaelin Moore. I think he's a very smart horse in the making. She came of age towards the back end of last season, winning a couple of races and getting placed in numerous of them. She's a strong traveller and she does like it here at the Curragh. I do think Bergman will be a horse to follow throughout the rest of the season. Whether today's going to be good enough, he's going to be good enough today, I'm not sure, but she's definitely worth a look. But the main selection here and the standout horse for me has to be the horse that finished second in the race last year, Aussie Valentine from the Paul Deegan stable, who, if it wasn't for being drawn high, I think would have nearly won this prestigious event 12 months ago. The winner was drawn on the inside and got a lovely run around the inner early on and stayed on strongly on the far side. But Aussie Valentine was left to row his own boat up the stand side rails, and in the end that counted against him. But connections this time haven't missed a trick. They run him on the all-weather at Dundalk the other day behind the incredibly versatile and consistent Hatal Nasser when he was closing him down at the end. The time figure that race suggests it was good. He's also drawn in stall one as well, which gives his pilot the luxury of getting a good break and going around the inner and saving ground early on before they meet the elbow and they come onto the straight track on its own right. So everything looks set fair for Aussie Valentine to win a huge race and to go one place better than he did last year.
Aussie Valentine for Andy then in the Irish Lincoln. We'll go to the final race of the day now from the Curragh. This comes up at 5:25 and we close the card with a maiden over a mile. Maximum Field here with 25 runners lining up for the race. Embryam is the 7-4 favourite this morning. 7-2 about Bravery. Stella Mass is 4-1. 6-1 for Claudio Monteverdi. And it's double figure prices or bigger for the remainder. This is a race that's been dominated by Dermot Weld and Jim Bolger, the pair of them having won 7 of the last 11 renewals. How do you see it working out?
Yeah, very much the way that the history of this race has gone. I'd expect the big guns to stand out here. And the two horses that catch the eye obviously are Bravery and Embryo. But Embryo, for me, is the one here. How unlucky was this fella first time up at Cork last year? Well, if you go back and watch the videos, you'll know that he should have definitely won that race. He got trapped in on the rails and boxed in as the tempo increased in between the two and the one. And once he got switched and saw a bit of daylight after that scrimmaging, he did not finish his race off strongly, certainly to suggest that he was easily the best horse in that race. And Moonlight Magic, of course, was a 4-6 chance in the Bulger Yard, so that would have been a good level of form if he would have beaten him first time up. So we're basically saying he's a surefire winner of a race like this. And, of course, he looks as though he'll get the further trip as well, being by Shamadol. They won this race last year as well, of course, in the shape of Ashraf. So, all things being equal, I do think this is a fair bet here. Because even though Bravery is the main danger on form, obviously Artois gets a chance to advertise that Leopardstown maiden form early on in the card. Usually speaking, Aidan O'Brien's charge at this meeting, they usually want to run. Not saying that's generalistic and they all are the same, but I think for the first couple of weeks, Aidan just sort of like the wheels are clunking around a little bit rather than a smooth, well-oiled engine like they are with the Master of Rosewell. You certainly got to give Stella Mass a chance on the pick of his form. He's rated 102, albeit I do think that's a slightly flattered mark. But this, I think, is Embryan's to lose. If he's fit enough to do himself justice, and I'm sure he is, then that form and that eye-catching run down in Cork is definitely the key factor to this race.
Andy's thoughts in the lucky last. Then just spin us through, please, one more time, your 7 selections for the first flat meeting of the year at the Curragh.
Yeah, interestingly for me, quite a few bets here today at the Curragh. I'm going to get stuck into this card, but certainly no bets in the first, but the token choice is coming Deerhass from the Slattery stable, well drawn. But do keep an eye on Tilly Trotter from that wide draw. If she runs well, then you've got to mark her up. The 240, Paddy Power's got the best of the draw, the fancied horses, so he'll do for me there. First and second home in last year's race, Bobby Bellini, Master Speaker. Some are two against the field in the 3:15. Devonshire, the consistent filly of Willie McCreary's, is a choice in the Group 3 for fillies. My two in the 4:25 are Theodorica and Newsman. And my nap on the card is Aussie Valentine in the Irish Lincolnshire. Can't see why he won't run well, considering how well he ran last year. And in the big clash of the two powerful stabbers in the last, I'll take Embryan to come out on top.
Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the action today at the Curragh. And remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Ross Briley, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount guiding you through the domestic pictures at Carlisle and Foss Lass. And also, that Irish card at the Curragh will be covered as well. There's also Dan Patrick for Irish fans as well. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition, Andy, and best of luck at the Curragh today.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.